koyulay v'yisoylim. And then v'chelev koyulay v'yisakoros. V'yisachelev shibo, he has an yisakoros on it. And v'koy yisatuma chaloleim. Now this pasuk is talking about that when you're tummy, tuma saguf, you're not allowed to eat from the korban. Is nisatuma not eat from the murim, not eat from the chelev, and not eat from the hegdish. See, even though this din tuma is like in the chalapon and nisa. It's also to eat the chelev anyway. It's also to eat the kachem anyway. So why is this nisa a tuma chal? After din kodesh shaboy, it's also to eat when tuma saguf. Elamai, the pasuk is teaching us that by kachem we say, Isser is chalal nisa. The Marav says, Teda, bring your proof, Shekeinu. Because the Rebbe Svirulei is the Chalalissa. Rebbe Takold is there is Chalalissa. The Hanimilu, when does he say that? Is the Chomer Alissa Kal? Only if an Issa Chomer is being Chal upon an Issa Kal, then it's Chal. Avalissa Kal Alissa Chomer Loi. Rebbe Yolz, when Issa Kal to be Chal upon an Issa Chomer, there I said the Chal of an Issa Chalalissa. But still, the kochim by kochim shaminulay, we hear from Rabbi Diyamar isachal al isachomer, that even a small isa could be chal upon a chomedik isa. Namichal, what's the raya? To isa mila, kalu misa. The isa mila, even according to Rabbi, if you mazed the mila, you chay misa b'day shemayim. Now misa b'day shemayim is called the misa kal over chiv chorus. Now the isa kochim isachomer. Now, v'yisa kochim isa choma chorus. Let's see what that means. And v'yosa isa misa chalal isa chorus. There is a case that only isa kal of misa v'day shemayim is chalapon an isa of the chiv chorus already. Where's this raya? The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yoimer, the pasuk says, kochelev l'ashem is l'rabes emure kochim kalim l'mila. That the emurim on the fats of kochim kalim is nisa mila. Now, umila is issa misa, it's only an issa misa v'day shemayim. For kochal al issa chelev, the issa korosu. And it's chal upon the issa chelev as did before, that has an issa chiv koros on it. So, shramit, we are out of proof that the kochim golikra, that the kochim is a new halacha, that the issa mila, even though it's a misa v'day shemayim, it's a kaldik of punishment and a chiv koros, still the issa mila is chal upon the chelev. It has a chiyuv koros on already. You see this according to Rebbe, you did according to Rebbe Shimon also. That by kochim is different, kochim we say, Yisra is chalal Yisra. For the Gemara I've what time you will learn. Rebbe Shimon says, Ein pigul b'yelim. That there's no Yisra pigul chal, on let's say the chelev is supposed to be burnt on the oilim, means on the emurim. On the emurim of a korban, since there's an Yisra chelev on it from before, so the Yisra pigul is not chal. And v'yein noisa boilim, on the chelev that's supposed to be burnt, if you leave it overnight, the yisa noisa is not chal upon it. Shechuz, why not? These are yisurim of kachim, noisa and tigol. And we just got finished saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, we say yisa chal al yisa by kachim. So Marin says, Elo, what you have to enter is tanoi, it's a machlekes tanoim, for I'll leave with Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, shita. That's true. The ikud, the yarmi, there are some shitas that holds, the kachim yisa chal al yisa. That by kachim Rabbi Shimon does agree to the klal of Issa Chal al Issa. But v'ikad the army, some say no, the kachim nam, even by kachim Shimon holds, ain't Issa Chal al Issa. Now, the man diyam, according to one yom, holds that the kachim nami ain't Issa Chal al Issa. If you hold, even by kachim is not Chal al Issa, if so, kochelov l'ashem mayavad lei. What does it do with the pasuk kochelov l'ashem? Before he wants to say it's a rebut to say that a mura kachim kalim has an Issa mila on it. The old Amius of Chalalissa, so on the Chalav, it's not Chal Nissa Mila. So what do we do with the Pasuk of Kochelov Lashem? So Mora says, Mukim Lei Bevlodi Kochim. Hold Hashem, that Pasuk is talking about on the Vlad of a Kochim. You have a Korban Shlomim of Nikeva, and he gives birth to Kosavri. He'll hold that Vlodi Kochim, the kids of a Behemoth Kochim, the Vyosin Ye Kodeshim. When do they become Kodesh? When they're being formed in the mother's stomach. Therefore, the Tavaya Bahadeh Badodikasi, as soon as the Chelev is being formed, it's being formed with the Yisr Kachim on it. So therefore, the both Chav of Afachas, therefore the Yisr is Chal. Once the Yisr Chelev is Chal, later, according to the Shita, the Yisra Hegdish, Milu would not be Chal, because I'm Yisra Chalalissa. So this posting is only being Megala on the Vlodis of Kochim, that here, since it's being Chal of Asachas, that the Yisra Chalav and Kochim is Chal together. In other words, the Gemara says that the Yosin, the blood that covers there, the Yosin is care when they give birth, when it's born. So when it's born, both is Chal together. The Tais Pisat had the Chur and had the Chalav before. Tais says, no, Nechmami, Chalav was only Chal on the Bema when it's Yosli Avroilam. So when this Bema is Yosli Avroilam, that's when the Maisi have both Yisurim Chal together. It's Chal the Yisur Chalav and Yisur Kochim, therefore it's not a problem for Nen Yisur Chal Yisur, rather it's called Chal, but Vasachat is Chal together. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now the Mishnah says, Hanevi Yoshim Toli. Let's say somebody did a Safek Aveira, that he had a Chiv to bring an Yoshim Toli on it, and he brought it. And now, V'noida Lo Yishlechoto. Now he finds out that he did not do the Chet, like was a Safek to him whether he ate the Chelev or the Shumin, and now it's this Galat him that he did not eat the Chelev, he only ate the Shumin. So the Korban, he has no Chiv to bring a Korban now. So it depends. Imagine Nishkat, if it did not make the Shchit yet on the Korbin, so then Yetzir Yerovei, the different Rabbi Meir, Rimeyel Zenechnami, the Kedush should not Chal upon the Korbin yet, so because the Maisi was only Magdash if he did the Chet, but now that he found that he did not do the Chet, so the Korbin goes to his Eider, he could just use it the way it is, you don't have to be it, it's like the Kedush's bottle. So Yechomam, the Chomam say no, Yerovei, the Kedush is not bottle. You are makdish this korban oshem toli, because you had a suffix whether you did the chet or not, so you had a right to be makdish it, to kedush is chal. Now that you don't need it, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you poider it, the yamach when you can sell it, the yip will double the nadova, and the money goes to the nadova. Rabbi Lezer says, Yikrov, now you can bring it for korban oshem toli. Shemeinai bo'achet zeh, haray you bo'achet acher. If it doesn't come for this chet, you can bring it for another chet. That's the blessed sheet we had before, that misnada vada modem oshem toli b'chol yoyim. That's for sure like you did a chet, so you could bring an oshem toli. Therefore, bring this one for the oshem toli anyway. What's going to be though, im mishanishchat noideloi, let's say after the shecht of the korban, then you found out that you did not do the chet, so hadom yishofik, you're not supposed to bring this rik anymore, because you don't have the chet to bring a korban. So the dam should be shoveled, just spilled out into the water, into the Yom HaSamai, let it just drain out. For your boss, he etched the basis way from the boss, you're going to have to burn right now. It's called like kochim, that's posel, so you're going to have to burn it, it's like a posel of korban, a strange wafer. What's going to be nizurik adam? Let's say you already made this week as adam. So then the locker is a bossy yoch. You're not eat the bosser. But since you made his rikas dam, it's called like it was mechaper. So the korban helped, it's called a good korban. Therefore, the karam allowed to eat the bosser. Even if the blood is just in the kais, you did not make this rika yet, still he yelled, Yizorek, you let it go and make this rika, the abosi yochel. Since before you found out the dam was ready in the kais, ready to make his rika, see yos koloimus lizwik is kazorek dummy, it's not much considered like this rika was done already, and therefore it's considered like the Oshem Tali was brought, and therefore you could eat from the bosa. We also see in the Gemara the Pshat is that the Kais is Mekadish the Dam, and since the Klishos is Mekadish the Dam, Melo is like Mekadish the Korban, the Korif, so it has a dinner ready to be brought, Melo you rather bring this Korban, do the Avodah on the Korban. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Oshem Vadayena Kain? Let's say the person first thought that he did a Vadaychet, and he brought a Oshem Vadayena, he thought he was over Nisam Mila, he thought he ate, he had a no from Kachim. And then the new mafresh a korban oshem vaday, and then later to wait and come and tell him, no, the piece that you ate was not kochim, but it was kulin. So now it's like this: yemach le nishchet. If you do not make the shchita yet, yetsi v'irobeide. Everybody agrees now that there's no kedusha chal at all upon that korban. It's like it's a kochim betois, because you only brought it because you thought vaday did a chet. But now that it came out, you did not do the chet. There's no kedusha at all. So everybody agrees here that just let it pass till you could use it. You just put it back into your eider and use it. What's going to be nishchet? Let's say they made a shchit on this korban already. Harezi korban here. Everybody agrees you have to bury it because Demeston was only chulin. It had no kedusha at all. Now that you did not do the chet and have no kedushin, it was hegdish petoyis. This is called chulin that was brought by Azara, and then it's a stolen kfura. What's going to be nizra kadoma? Said they made his rika tadam, and then they found out. So right, the rabosa yetzah betzreif is supposed to burn the meat. Why? Even though it's really it's only chulin, he's supposed to burn because some arastain it looks like a tosla korban. Therefore, he's supposed to burn the sreif. He's supposed to burn it. What's going to be shohanifko? Ain't a claim. Again, let's say you have a shor that we thought killed somebody, and we stoned it, and then we found out no, the shor did not kill the person. So imach lenisko, if we did not stone the shor yet, yetzah the yiro beida, let it go out, and he could use it. There's nothing wrong with having no whistle nor on it. Mishanifko. Let's say they stoned the shore. Mutabano, there was the Easter, shore nisko, that chal upon it. So they stoned it, you can't eat it. But I call upon him, it's mutabano. Egg la roof also, when it can egg la roof also, they don't have the locha like an oshem toli. But rather, imach la nerfu, oshem egg la roof is, you found the mace out the city, outside the city, we don't know who killed him. So you set aside an egg la roof. Let's say before they chopped off that, we found the murderer. The locha is teitzei v'tirol beida. You could use this eger right now. It has no whistle or no. You could use it. Mishenef, let's say you chopped off the head already. Then you found the murderer. Is tikovim b'mkaimai. You have to bury it right now. It's takosa. That since the maisa you chopped it off before you found the murderer, it's called like a didis kapor already. Therefore, it has a locha tilosa b'no. And the Mishnah says, shall sofik bo mitchilosa. This egg the roof only comes in the sulfur at the beginning. And therefore now, tip for fake, as soon as you brought it, you have your kapara. Volkula, you're ready yotza with this egg la roof, it did its purpose. And therefore it remains also bano. Even though you found out the murderer later, so what? You're ready with Mekai in the mitzvah of the egg la roof, therefore it still remains also bano. Now the Gemara says, B'mai Tligi. What's the machlokes in the first case, but it's Oshem Toli? The machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, what do we do with it? If we found out that you did not do a chet before you brought it, so Rav Meir says you could use it. The Chachamim say no, you have to let it become a Baal Mum first. So what's the machlokes Rav Meir? Because Rav Meir saw Ba'akiv and Loi Tzorach Lei, Loi Matkish Lei. If you found out now that you did not do the chet, so the first chetnish was like Petoy, she didn't mean to be Matkish it, therefore it's Yosel Chulin. For Abon and Savri know, Mitar Shali by Noikfoy, since at the beginning, when you were first marked the shit, you had a good doubt in your mind whether you did a chet or not. So you're going to mark the shit no matter what. Like even on the tzad you didn't do the chet, still you mean to be marked the shit. So therefore the hegdish is chal no matter what. Tony, we learned, Bein shenoy de loy shechoto, or Bein shenoy de loy shloichoto. Still, pligi ramei of Rabbon, it's machoikis. So, benoy de loy shechoto, we found that you did a vadi chet, lodich koich ramei, zechish in Rameya. The Yafagav, the Yoda, the Chota, even though now you know you did a Vadichet, but Kivan, the Beidon, the Yafashim, the time when you set aside this Korban, Le Yoda, you did not know then, is Taitsev to Rabader, just to say, Phil, for Egish Petois, you only mark the shit for Sophic, not on the side of the Vadichet. Over Nodle Shle Chota, what's the Kiddush there? But the Yakoch of the Rabbonim, the Yafagav, the Chota, even though you did not do a Chet, but Kivan, the Beidon, the Yafash, since the time when you set it aside, Le Yoda, you did not know about it, is liba noik for taka bothers you is heavy. Therefore, hukach gomru matish or gomru matish no matter what. Therefore, kedusha is chal. Omer shesh lemoed v'melech hachomim b'mafresh ne'ashamis. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last gemara again. We'll start over again tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here. Here, yeah, I will start over again. Here, that chov gimel mevei is here by the Mishnah. Yeah, maybe Yoshim Toli, somebody brings Yoshim Toli, means he thought that he did a chet misafik. He has a doubt whether he ate chel of anatz, he's supposed to bring Yoshim Toli. Then, b'noid l'osh l'chota, he found out that he did not do the chet. He found out what he ate was kosher. But he set aside the korban. So, the machloikis. Yamash so nishchad, he did not make the shchiti yet, so yotze v'yroa beida divra b'meya, that the beim is not mishchulin. It has no kedusha. You only mark the shit on the tzad that you need it. But now that you find out you did not do a chet, so the kedusha is not chalas mamashchulin. But chom maimer no, yiroa chistova imoch vipo dovel nadova. Chom say no that you will mark the shit minasofik, and still ask kedusha. So now that you don't need it, you have to wait till it comes a baal mum and then tell it. We have blessed the way met yakri, we blessed all, even though you put it now, still you could bring it for Noshim Toli. But that's the shita, shemena bo al chet, hare Shemaina bua al chet ze harehu bua al chet achi. You can bring him for another chet. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita. That you can always bring a nashim choli, even though you don't know for sure he did a chet. Now, what's going to be your mission nishchat? Let's say after they shechted this korban, then noideloi, then they found out that the person did not do the chet. So yishpoich adam, supposed to just spill out the blood and not make this zrika, because we hold really the behem is chulin. And you're supposed to burn the bosa. Even though really the bosa was only chulin, still here we'll see in the Gemara why you're supposed to burn the bosa. What's going to be nizrika adam? Let's say they made this zrika ready, and then they found out that he did not do the chet. So yechol, as once they made his rik, he had his kapar, it's called the carbon, you were yot to the carbon already. So rather now, you'd be allowed to kain krit from the bosa. Rabbi Yossi yemer, that afilo hadam bekois, even if you only just made a kabbalah sadam, and then you found out you did not do the chet, still he holds, since the kois is mekadeshit, therefore yizrak, you have a right to make this rik and rabos yechol. Then the kainim would be able to eat from the bosa. This is by Noshim Toli. What's going to be by Noshim Vadai is Eimekin, it's not the same way. So let's say you thought that you did a Vadai Chet, so you're over this the Vadai Mila. Yeah. So Eimekin, Achla Nishchat, let's say before they made the Shchit, you found out that you did not do the Chet. So according to everybody here, Yet to be rolled by them, that you're allowed to use it, it's only Chulin. You only mark the Shit on the top that you did a Chet. Now that you found out you did not do a chet, the kedusha is poka. It's a kedusha to be hegdish toys. What's the mission? Nishchas, he already made the shechita. So it's mamash like chulin bazorah. So then it's a rezi cover, you just have to bury it. It's like mamash chulin bazorah. What's going to be nizra kadam? Let's say they already made his rikas adam. So still, habos yosabet sref, you have no right to eat it. Because here for sure, it was only makdashit on the father did a chet. But now that he found out he did not do the chet, there's no kedusha. So therefore, the boss, so you have to just burn. Shoha Niska was also Enikain, it's not like the first Lach of Hashem Toli. And therefore, Ashla Niska, let's say there was a shore that first two items said the shore killed a man. And later we found out that the shore did not kill a man. So it depends. If Bezin did not kill the shore yet, so Pshiti, Yetzev Yerob Eder, it's a kosher shore, you can just use it. What's going to be if Bezin already killed it, Misha Niska? And then you found out that the shore did not kill a man. The loch was mutabano. It's not also, it's mutabano. It doesn't have a dinner shore niskel. That's the egla rufa. You found the nace outside the city and they brought an egla rufa. It's also a in a cane. Means to say, Anshla Nerfa, let's say before they chopped off the head of the animal, they found out that they found the murderer. Then the loch is, Tate Sebe Tiro Beder, that this behemoth has no Easter on it. You're allowed to use it, it's a regular behemoth. But Misha Nerfa, let's say they already chopped off the head of the eagle, so then the locher is to cover the b'mkoyme. Then it still remains also by now, you have to bury it where it is. Why? Shall safek bo metchila. When you bring an egla roof, it's only the pshat is that you found the mace outside. We do not know who the murderer was, so they give everybody a safek kapor. We bring it. So kipra sveik of olchala. As long as it was brought, it made a kapor at that time. So it's called yotzer it's din. Therefore, it remains an egla rufam, and therefore it remains osabano, even though you found the murderer later. Now the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, what's the first machloik is again by Noshim Toli, where a person has a doubt whether he ate chaylev or whether he ate shuman. He has a sofik, so then he's supposed to bring a Noshim Toli. So he set aside the carbon, he was machnish the carbon, and then he found out that what he ate was vadai heter, it was not issa. So on that, Remei said that the kedusha is bottle. And therefore, it's a regular shore, you could use it. The Chobim say no, it's the last Kedusha, you have to wait till it comes about Mum. So, the verse is, Bamaik, Pligi, what's the Machlekis? Rebmeyah saw Vakivan, the Lord Tzorach, since now you know that you do not need the Korban, now you find out what you ate was Heter, is Loy Makdash Loy. You never meant to be Makdash, therefore, it's a Kedu Hegdish Petois, and therefore now, it's like it was never Kedush, so you could use the animal. Rabban and Savri know, that mitur shali by noikvoy at the beginning, you had a doubt whether you ate the chaylev or not, and it bothered you. That's why you brought a korban. Said so, goymru makdish asvaris, since it bothered your heart. That's why you brought the korban. You goymru makdish, you makdish it, and therefore even though now you found out you did not do the chet, it still has kedusha on it. And true, you can't bring it, so you have to wait till it becomes a bummer and then be part of it. Tony, we learned in a brayta that bein shenoyd lo shechoto, bein shenoyd lo shloichoto. The same machlokes pligi remei rabbanon. The same machlokes applies whether the person found out that he did not do the chet, or even if he found out now that he vade did the chet. It's the same machlokes whether the kedusha is still here or not. The Gemara says, "Binoy deloy shechot," in a case where the person found out that he vade ate chelev now. Now the loch is he's not used to it the soshim toli, but he has to bring a vade chatis. So here the chiddush is that the chaychad the ramei, the chiddush in Rameya, that the yaf agav the yoda the chota, even though now he finds out that he vade did a chet, still we say the first kedusha goes off. Kivun the bidn of the yafresh at the time when he was mafresh the korban soshim toli, lo yoda he did not know. So Yafresh is lo yoda state of teruah b'yeda. Shall we address this or not? All right. Uvenoida lo ishlechote, but a person found out that he did not do the chet. There's the chiddushit lo dir koyach the rabbanon that it is kedusha. The yafagav the chot, even though the person did not do a chet at all. So I would have thought to say there should be no kedusha at all. The Torah says no. Kivun the b'yidn the yafresh since the beginning when he first mafreshit lo yoda did not know. And therefore, at that time, was Levi Noik, for his heart was bothering him. Heve, Hilka Gomru Makdish. But the Chiddush both ways. The Chiddush, according to Rameyer, is even when the guy finds out that he vade did a chet. Still, he was not Makdish it only on a Suffolk. That's an Oshem Toli. But if before they brought the Korban, now he finds out that he vade did a chet, so he's not Yotze with this Oshem Toli, he has to bring a chat as Vadai. So the story is, he never meant to be Makdish the Oshem Toli. Never meant to be makdish it only if it was brought, calls the man, he only has a suffix. But if he finds out, vade, what happened, he never meant to be makdish it. Says to Ramei Svaro that it's not chav. Dush is not here. Now the Gemara says, Amar Sheshes, Moidi Ramei Lechachomim. Ramei would agree to Chomim that the Kedusha does remain, that there is Kedusha on it. The Mafresh Shnei Hashomis. In a case like this,